On today's show, we take an honest look at retirement today and revisit some lessons learned from the past.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge is, as always, is Andy Feldman. Andy, a certified financial planner, about 30 years in the business, and so much more than that. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
It's going okay, Steve. How are you doing today?
Very, very well, thanks. I like this. You know, I think sometimes we have to look back to make sure that we're learning from the past, but at the same time, we have to sort of modernize things in the process, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. You know, thanks to technology today and the global economy we have, the market's changing all the time, and we've experienced a lot of volatility in recent history. So you have to really be careful. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of ups and downs. So, you know, if the market falls just before you're going to retire, your plan could be at risk. So you have to keep in mind that if you have a 50% drop, you'll need to earn 100% to get back to even. So that's why we try to counsel people to make sure you're managing risk. So there's taking risk and there's managing risk, and we try to manage that risk. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any equities or stock funds in your portfolio when you're going to retire soon, but maybe you might want to scale that back a bit, because that's not the time you want to have a big drop, is it?
No, of course not. And so one of the other things that we talk about is, in terms of learning from it, is perhaps Social Security. That is a, I mean, we have spent segments talking about Social Security. And I mean, again, it's such a big decision and such an important decision. And I think so many people get it wrong.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a good point. I think we talk about it every week.
I think we do too.
Pretty close, but which is it? And it's something that everybody asks me about. So, you know, it's obviously very, very important, and you have to put some thought into the decision. And there's a lot of debate about the future of Social Security, but it comes from payroll taxes. And I don't know, do you think payroll taxes will be around for the foreseeable future?
I don't think they're going anywhere.
I don't think so either. And I know I'm paying them.
Me too.
Yeah. So that's what pays for it. And you know, you have to decide when you're going to claim your benefits. And most retirees still file before their full retirement age, which is, you know, 66 or 67, depending on when you were born. But you might want to look at delaying it as long as possible to maximize your income. And again, that depends on your individual situation. Some people don't have longevity in their families, and they feel that, you know, they want to claim at 62. But some people do have that longevity, and that's not the only, you know, thing you should consider. But they, because of that reason, they delay it until 70, or at least their full retirement age, 66 or 67. So you really have to figure out what's the best situation, you know. So, you know, come in and sit down, and you know, we'll review that for you.
866-646-2677. That's the number you can call if you'd like to get started. 866-646-BOSS. And you make a good point, because to me, I want to talk with somebody who knows Social Security, who understands retirement, you know, like you, to get that second set of eyes, just to get that opinion on what Social Security options are, and there are many, just to be able to have some choices is really worth a phone call, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, what you'd like, what should do, and a lot of people do this, is go to www.socialsecurity.gov/my-statement. So, and then you can get your personal numbers, your statement, and, you know, come on in and, you know, bring it in, sit down, and we'll talk about it.
And again, because they don't mail that out like they used to, do they?
No, you have to go online.
You got to go online. And again, that's a pretty painless process to get that. And it is interesting to see, you know, if you retire at 62, this is what, or you claim at 62, this is what you get. And the difference between 62 and 70 is astronomical.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. And a lot of people don't look at it. So, you know, they really should consider that. But again, it depends on your individual situation.
Sure. And so then we got to talk a little bit about taxes. And we talk about, you know, our parents or our grandparents, when they retired, certainly they were paying taxes as well. But it's a vastly different landscape today than it was, I mean, certainly for, you know, our parents or even our grandparents.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, a lot of people put money into tax-deferred accounts like IRAs, and that could be an issue when you retire, because remember, if it's what's known as a traditional IRA or, you know, after tax, you have to pay tax on that money when you start withdrawing it. And the minimum age right now for required minimum distributions is now age 72. So there's always been that premise that people would be in a lower tax bracket when they stop working, but that's not always the case. So, you know, sometimes if you are in a lower tax bracket, you might need extra money for a major purchase or vacation or some medical expenses. So any money you withdraw could bump you up to a higher rate. So again, it's really important to try to set that up in advance. And maybe a Roth IRA conversion is in the cards for you. And then you can have money coming out tax-free, sure, you know, instead of taxable. So yeah, it's very important.
And it's always important to have that conversation to be able to get that second opinion, like with you, to be able to have that. I mean, that's invaluable.
Yeah, sure is. You know, come on in, give us a call, 866-646-2677, and we'll set some time aside for you.
Sounds good. And so let's talk about inflation. And I think for a lot of us, we think, inflation, not a big deal, but it is very real, and it is something that we have to contend with.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, when inflation means the markets are growing, economy's doing well, but it does put your purchasing power at risk. It's right now, it's very low. Historically, it's been about 2.5. But right now, of course, it's low, but you know, things change, and it's critical to plan for how it could affect you in your 20, 25, 30, or even 35 year retirement. So, you know, the options for having money in a safe place are changing. And right now, interest rates, of course, are very low. So it's really important to start looking at an income plan and some different alternatives for generating income. You know, your CD is not going to work anymore at a quarter or half percent. I don't know, something like that.
Right.
So, you know, it worked for the older generation, may not be the best, you know, or efficient way to save today.
Well, I remember the 80s, you know, Andy, and that was a time when inflation was high, interest rates were high. I mean, vastly different than today. You know, I mean, when I think about my first house, I think I was paying like 12.5%.
Yeah, when I got out of college, I opened up a bank account and I got a job and started working. And I remember having a CD that was like 14% or so. I don't know. It was crazy amount. People would be shocked at that today, you know, but that's what it was, you know, at that time. So, you know, that's not the case today. So it's really important to be creative in coming up with that income plan and having, you know, different sources of income and be diversified with that also.
Well, you talk about sources. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's because you talk about sources of income, and I read recently that the average millionaire has 8 sources of income, 8 streams of income.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not surprised by that stat. You know, we're doing plans for people to live till 100 and using, you know, still using 2.5% inflation, even though inflation is much lower now.
Sure.
So.
And life expectancy, that's the other thing that we have to contend with. I mean, that's sort of your good news, bad news. I mean, we're living longer. That's just a fact.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the average life expectancy for people reaching age 65 has increased nearly 7 years. It's 84.3 years for men and 86.6 for women. And that's since Social Security began paying out benefits in 1940. So about 1 out of every 3 65-year-olds today will live past age 90. So, you know, your income streams, various income streams might have to last longer than your grandfathers did. And you know, back then, a lot of companies had defined what's known as a defined benefit pension plan to count on. And most people today don't have that. I mean, some, you know, teachers have it, you know, police officers, you know, city firefighters, jobs like that. But for the most part, you know, in the private sector, they've pretty much gone away and been replaced by 401ks, you know, or 403bs. So,
sure.
Yeah, you got to prepare for it to be around for a while.
Well, again, exactly. I mean, you know, and you talk about the pensions, that that's gone by the way of the dinosaur at this point.
Yeah, I don't see that much.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so when we talk about we're doing things a little bit differently now, but we're learning from the past, healthcare is another issue that we've got to contend with. It's kind of the elephant in the room.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're living longer, but then we're getting sick more.
but
a double-edged sword. So with the advent of modern medicine, we're staying alive longer, but, you know, 75%. 75% of U.S., according to Pew Research Center, 75% of U.S. adults age 65 and older say they're living with one or more chronic medical conditions.
Wow.
So, you know, the latest retiree healthcare cost survey from Fidelity Benefits estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring in 2020 would need an average of $285,000 to cover medical expenses through retirement.
Wow. I mean, and again, I mean, that's even spread over 30 years. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah, it sure is. It's one of the line items we add in the financial plans.
Wow.
You know, future medical expenses.
And you take that all into account and make that as part of the plan.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's cool. And again, folks, if that's something that appeals to you, if we piqued your interest on this, I would say now's the time to give Andy a call, get on the calendar, and, you know, make some choices, have that conversation.
That's right, Steve. So if you call during the show and one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. So there's no cost for the visit. It's just a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of three basic things. Number one, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. Secondly, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you. We'll help you understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So give us a call now. We'll make time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. You will find out where you are today, yes, of course, but most importantly, you will end up with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. Again, 866-646-BOSS.
When we come back, it's time for questions from listeners. Good stuff right after this.
And hey, we're back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Andy Feldman, of course, is here to help us take charge of our money, as he is each and every week. Andy is, you've got some experience, Andy, and that really, right now, the way things are, I really want somebody with experience that has done this a time or two, has seen some ups and downs in the market.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. You know, I've been around the block a few times, but I've been doing this a long time and learned a lot of things and always continuing to educate myself. You know, as a certified financial planner, I have to have a lot of continuing education and ethics credits all the time. So, in fact, I just finished about 30 credits worth. So it's very, I think it's very important to keep learning all the time. I think once you stop, you know, you're kind of dead in the water. So that's important.
Let me ask you this, and this might be a little off the beaten path a little bit, but do you find that, you know, what you're doing, you're staying as current as possible. You're on the, you know what's going on. Do you find that some, and again, I'm not trying to single out anybody, but do you find some advisors just kind of lull there and just kind of get complacent about things?
Yeah, I do. And I think you find that in any field. You know, sometimes people get to a certain point and they're just going through the motions. And, you know, I don't think that's fair to yourself or to your clients, is it?
Right. No, of course not. But again, that's the thing where you're working with someone like you, you're looking out for us and, you know, you're working like as a fiduciary in terms of making sure that, you know, our best interests are your first interest.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I always ask myself one simple question. What would I do if I was in this situation and this were my money?
Yeah, I like that. And I think people do too. That really is comforting to folks, knowing that you really are looking out for us. And we've got folks that have been paying attention, Andy, and Ben is one of them. He wrote us and he says, I'd like to retire in January of 2021. He says, I'll be 55. Will I be employed for enough time in 2021 to qualify for the age of 55 rule to distribute without penalty from my employer's retirement plan Is there a specific number of days required to work with the age of 55 rule? And boy, to me, I think we should start with what is the age of 55 rule?
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks for the question, Ben. Well, the IRS rule of 55 allows an employee who is laid off, fired, or who quits a job between the ages of 55 and 59 and a half to pull money out of his 401k or 403b plan without a penalty. So this is for workers who leave their jobs anytime during or after the year of their 55th birthday. So, and when you're 55, you'll be able to do that, Ben.
All right. Well, and again, I think that's of interest to folks, especially now. 866-646-2677 is the number. Ben, if you'd like to learn a little bit more, have that conversation with Andy. Let's jump over to Brad. He's got a simple question. He says, is it possible to roll over a simple IRA to a Roth IRA?
Hi, Brad. Thanks for the question. It is, but you must wait for at least 2 years after you first began participating in your employer's simple IRA plan. But then you can roll it over. You'll have to pay the tax. But again, now you'll have that tax-free bucket that we talk about a lot on the show. And that could be very valuable. And remember, unlike a traditional IRA, you're not required to do a minimum withdrawal from a Roth IRA.
Well,
so, because you already paid the tax on it.
Sure. Well, and that makes sense. And that's why, I mean, so a simple IRA is working for a smaller employer. Am I right there?
Usually, yes. Yeah. Usually you see them in a small firm.
Okay. And that makes sense. And boy, you know, we're dealing with a soon to be a new administration and, the thought of taxes probably going up. To me, that's kind of motivating to maybe do some Roth conversions.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, if you feel taxes are going up, it'd be a good time to take a look at that, and we could do an analysis for you and see if it makes sense.
Sure. All right. Again, 866-646-2677 is the number. Let's move on to Grace, and she says, are Social Security benefits withheld because of excess earnings returned to you in monthly installments when you do reach full retirement age?
Okay, so Grace, again, thanks for the question. So this is from SSA.gov, which you can go on and look up your benefits. But after you reach full retirement age, they'll recalculate your benefit amount to give you credit for any months in which you do not receive a benefit because of your earnings. So they'll send you a letter telling you about any increase in your benefit amount. So what that means in English is the maximum, if you earn $18,240 in 2020, either on a 1099 or a W-2 or more, they're going to reduce your Social Security benefit by half. Okay.
Wow.
So let's say, for instance, that happened and $15,000 of your Social Security benefits was withheld. When you turn 67, assuming that's your full retirement age, they'll give it back to you over your life expectancy, which just means they'll use a factor and come out with a, you know, incremental amount that goes up a little. You know, each year they'll pay it out over time to you. So you get that $15,000 back. So you do get the money back.
Right, but it's not going to be in a lump sum.
No.
No, the IRS isn't going to do that. Social Security is not going to do that.
Social Security is not going to do that, right.
So again, you know, there are so many pieces to that Social Security puzzle. It is amazing to me how complex it can actually be. I mean, most people, I think, just think, well, I'm just going to claim what I claim, and that's that.
Yeah, that's true. You'd be surprised how many people think it's pretty basic and simple, but it's not, and you shouldn't get intimidated by it. Just, you know, like I said, go on www.socialsecurity.gov, that's George Oscar Victor, /my-statement, and you'll have your numbers right there. You know, bring it with you. Come down to the office. Give us a call, 866-646-2677, and we'll help you with that.
And again, even especially if you're a couple and there's any age difference at all, then, I mean, the options are many.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I also was with a client recently who was divorced and didn't realize that if you were married more than 10 years to your former spouse, you could claim Social Security on theirs.
Wow. And so, and that's something that not everybody is aware of.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
All right. Well, again, thanks, Grace. It's 866-646-2677. Let's see. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Max. Max wrote and says, When buying during dips in the market, does it matter which type of funds to purchase? For example, should I buy stocks? Should I buy bonds, stocks and bonds, or other types of funds? Max says, I'm 61 years old. I plan to work until 67. I do have other resources in case of a market drop to help sustain losses.
Okay. Hey, Max, thanks. Thanks for the question. Sounds to me like this is fun money. I don't know. I'm not sure. But you said 61, working till 67, so 6 years. So you certainly don't want to take a lot of risk. But you said, like you mentioned, you have other resources in case of a market drop. So back to your question, when you want to know about buying on dips in the market, but also about what you should buy, stocks, bonds, both, or whatever. But in any event, usually when people are talking about buying dips, they're talking about buying stocks or stock exchange traded funds or stock mutual funds, because, you know, of course, you want to buy when it's low.
Right.
You certainly, you know, that means it's on sale. So, you know, when there's a suit on sale, you want to buy a suit on sale, right? Not full price. So it's just the same way with the stocks, with the stock market. So, yeah, usually, again, you mentioned bonds, but bonds are interest rate sensitive. Okay. So stocks are market sensitive. Bonds react to interest rates. So,
well, our interest rates are at near record lows.
That's right. That's right. So right now, you know, yields on bonds are not that high. So again, when you're talking about dips, you know, when you're looking to buy, yeah, you're definitely better off buying on a down day. You can't predict it. So you could be waiting around, and in the meantime, the stock's going up. So it's always it's a good strategy. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but of course I would say you'd be talking about stocks in that situation, Max.
Sure.
and definitely try to buy them on a down day. But if you like, you know, you're working with someone or you're doing your own research, if you have conviction about it and you've really researched it a lot, you know, go for it.
Well, I think too, you know, when you don't want to try to time the market, but one of the things that you do as an advisor is, you know, you tactically manage things and there's a lot going on behind the scenes that give indicators of what's happening and you adjust accordingly.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. So again, you want to look at all the different factors involved and again, as far as what your risk tolerance would be. And again, you know, is this your main source of funds? Because again, you don't want to be taking too much of a risk if this is your nest egg. You know, you want to, like we already mentioned in another show, you want to manage the risk, and that's okay.
Sure.
As opposed to just, you know, throwing darts, you know, and taking wild guesses.
I don't think I like that idea. So, no. Max, if you're interested, you know, give Andy a call. In fact, why don't we invite folks to call right now, Andy, and get
on
your
sure.
calendar.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so if you call during the show and you're one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. So there's no cost for the visit. It's just a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of three basic things. Number one, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. Number two, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And third, they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you, help you understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So give us a call now. We'll make some time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you may have.
866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. And you will see then when you walk out the door that you've got a roadmap in your hand, a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. Again, 866-646-BOSS. Andy, as always, really a fast-paced show, but great information today.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. It really went fast, and it was a lot of fun, really good topics.
All right, we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it, and we're going to be back again next week with new topics, new questions, that and more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.